にちは、平松理恵です。いかがお過ごしでしょうか。 Hi, this is Rie Hiramatsu, an English-Japanese conference interpreter and a foreign accent reduction consultant living in England, and you're listening to Smarten Up Your English. ポッドキャストをお聞きのあなた、ご聴取いただきありがとうございます。前回の前半に引き続き、今回は後半をお送りします。
Okay, so how about the next word?
Next word is spelt D-E-R-B-Y. That's the name of a place or region, like Derbyshire. But it is spelt with E-R, but it is pronounced with R as in A-R. Derby. It's not Derby, but you inclined to say Derby, wouldn't you? Because that's how it's spelt.
So it's da, like Derby.
Exactly, exactly. It's strange, isn't it?
In American English, I am not sure. I don't really pronounce this word particularly, so I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But judging from the phonetic symbols there, Derby, probably. Yeah. That's IPA right there. So, oh wow, sounds really different. So it's not it's ah.
Exactly. And then why not spell it with A then? That's what I thought at the beginning. Exactly. I thought it was really confusing.
Okay, yeah. So the next one looks really interesting in British English. It has F in it. How
strange, yes. It's lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Exactly.
Oh my God, two separate words. Lieutenant. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the right tenant and left tenant, yes.
Wow. So, in American English, it's a lieutenant.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So different. And the next word, library, I'm not really good at pronouncing that word, but how do you pronounce it?
Now, I used to pronounce it library.But now I pronounce it as library, trying to sound more British for the consistency, I think.
Library.
Yes. As if they skip the second syllable. Yes. As if there is no R or A there. Yeah.
Right. So in American, in American English too, I hear two versions often. And so one is library. Library. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other one is library, like library. So the phonetic symbol right there is library. So that's the Mendoksai version.
Yes.
Mendoksai way.
I like that. That's true. And then, I think that's how it's spelled as well. And then I tend to say it that way. But when I listen to...British people, they often say library or library, like your first version in American English. It's closer to that. And younger generation, I hear them as it's spelt library, but just a little bit more of a schwa rather than rary. It's rary, I think.
Wow, interesting. So it's library, the way that you say it now, library.
It's faster, yes. I think altogether it's kind of faster.
Library.
Library, yes. I think.
Wow. So next word, I don't know how to pronounce it.
This one, like signatory. And I was watching my very favorite TV show. Well, it's finished a couple of years ago, but The Big Bang Theory. I love The Big Bang Theory. And Sheldon, the main character, one of the main characters, often talks about the roommate agreement. And he mentioned Leonard as a signatory. And then they just picked it up like British people wouldn't say signatory. It would be signatory.
Signatory is signatory?
Yes, perfect.
Signatory, it's like almost like a tree.
Exactly.
Right, tree, almost like tree, and not
exactly
signatory.
Yeah. Signatory, as if there is no O between T and R.
Oh, Wow. So the next one, I am guessing it's going to be the same, like at the end, like tree and Tori.
Laboratory. That's right. You're right.
So
Yes.
how do you pronounce it?
I had to correct this. I was saying it in American way, believing that it was the British way. So I used to pronounce this word as a laboratory, but it was supposed to be laboratory.
Wow, the stress syllable is different. It moves.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. I lived in Vancouver, Canada for 2 years, and what I noticed is that people said garage, garage.
Garage, yes.
Oh, you say garage. Oh,
Garage.
okay. So in American English, it's garage. So the stress syllable changes, right? Switches. Oh, that's really interesting. And then
When I lived in, sorry to interrupt. When I lived in Northern Ireland, people there pronounced that word garage, 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 I think.
wow, so interesting. And the first vowel is pretty different to lab, whereas British English it's lub, la, lub,
Laboratory.
laboratory.
Exactly.
Laboratory. Oh, wow. And in American English, I don't pronounce the whole thing. So I don't know how to pronounce it. Just looking at the phonetic symbols, I would say laboratory, I think.
Beautiful.
Thank you. But in a conversation, I just say lab.
Of course. I'd like to say lab as well, like refrigerator, fridge. Lab. Yeah, that was
It's
good.
like short. So
I think
I don't
so.
really hear people say laboratory, but I always hear the word lab partner. Like in the chemistry class, we always had like a lab partner, so we just say lab. So the word lab. So it's so hard to say the formal
The whole
word.
thing. I don't blame you, but you said it so beautifully. I'm amazed.
Oh wow, thank you. Wow, it is so different.
I shouldn't be amazed because it's your profession, but because you told me that you had never, almost never, experienced or practiced to sound British. So I'm taken aback.
Wow, great. So thank you very much for the lesson.
My
And
pleasure.
yeah, thank you. So the next question is, do you have any suggestion for Japanese speakers who want to improve their British English pronunciation specifically?
Right. See, for the people who live in Japan and having difficulty accessing British English content, I suppose. Of course, well, I have to start with the BBC Learning English, that there are like 6 minute English. Is 6 minutes, so it's quite short and sweet. And then it is a whole conversational, so it's really helpful. But my favorite actually is the English We Speak. It's even shorter, it's only for, well, normally 2 minutes, and it picks up some British colloquial phrases or expressions that you can use, and it context is given there, so it's enough. So you can be confident in using it in certain situations and that. So I think that's really good. And then, in terms of listening and familiarizing yourself with the sound and a topic like British local topics, I would say the BBC Radio 4. Particularly, I like this program called Woman's Hour, not Women, Woman's Hour. It's a very popular program that has been broadcast since 1946. There are so many inspiring episodes, and Music 6 is also good, I think. I didn't know about this channel the other, but I had this privilege to work for them, and it's basically all about music, but in between songs, they are like quite fast-paced, but very British introduction and a conversational, moments there. So I would really recommend anyone, to be immersed in British language.
Wow, thank you very much. I had to move that angle.
Sorry. I just wondered, but is everything all right?
Yes, it's just, just moving for my family members so that they don't get in the camera.
I understand.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you very much for sharing your tip. And
no problem.
Yeah. So if the audience wants to learn from you, you're offering the British English pronunciation lessons. How and where can they find you?
Find me. Right. Great question. Thank you. They can come and join me on my Facebook group. It is focusing on pronunciation by singing English songs, and it is totally free of charge. So if they want to test the water, whether the accent reduction is for them, and formal programs would be that they can find me on podcast, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and also websites. I've got two websites. One is for my interpreting voiceover services, and the other for my pronunciation school. So with the interpreting and voiceover services, that's www.rie.london. That's rie.london. And for the pronunciation one, replace www with school. So it's the school.rie.london. There's no World Wide Web. Instead, that's school. So then they can find me. So now I am in the middle of the intensive pronunciation course with a group of students, but private lessons are available as well. What's simple and best is to opt in at the website, so they will be notified with the seminars or live events, as well as courses when they commence.
Wow, thank you very much. Okay, so I'm gonna put the links to website links in my description box so people can check it out. So please check out Rie-san's pronunciation course, and I hope that more people learn British English because some people contact me and I only teach American English, right? They say, oh, I'm looking for a British English pronunciation coach who is Japanese, and I'm like, oh, not so many people I know. So British English
really
definitely getting more popular, but not many teachers, I feel like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I hope definitely I'm going to refer them to you.
Yeah.
Yes. Great. Yes. Yeah, okay. So, Rie-san, thank you very much for your time today. I really enjoyed the conversation. So, thank you.
So do I. Pleasure was mine. Thank you very much, Aiko-san. Thank you very much for the audience, for listening to me, to us, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Right, thank you. All right, bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening.
最後までお聞きいただきありがとうございました。私が主催している発音改善スクール Smarten Up Your English のセミナーやワークショップといったイベントやコース開催のお知らせはメールマガジンで行っています。イギリス英語表現、発音のポイントについてもメルマガでお届けしますので、ご興味のあられる方はぜひメルマガにご登録ください。番組概要欄にリンクがあります。そちらをクリックしてメルマガに登録してください。そしてリスナーさんからのご相談、ご質問を募集しています。コメント欄から。または番組概要欄にツイッターのリンクがありますので、@ツイートにてご質問、ご相談をお寄せください。お待ちしております。 待ちしています。 Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you next time.